This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Wednesday today. Welcome back to the Daily Practice and welcome back to a week that's dedicated to our well-being and particularly figuring out which area of self-care that we are struggling with right now. Yesterday, we talked about the fact that it's absolutely normal to go through cycles of taking great care of ourselves in many different ways, and then all of a sudden finding ourselves in another kind of cycle where self-care just gets challenging. And chances are you have that one area of your well-being that's just a little bit more difficult to get to than others. One thing that you just struggle with right now, some place where you need more motivation or inspiration, or that one area of your well-being where you could use a little bit of extra support.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What I want to do today for our gratitude practice is take a moment to tune into everything that has unfolded for you today so far. So just today, just this Wednesday, from the moment you opened your eyes this morning, I want you to take a moment to honor and find some gratitude for the things you have done to take care of yourself today. And you might be surprised how many of those things actually have happened for you already today. How many little things of action you've taken to take care of yourself. Even if you haven't been able to do your movement practice yet, maybe you haven't worked out or you haven't done your yoga practice or you haven't done any of those big things. Maybe you're listening to this podcast early in the morning. But chances are there are compounds of little things that have added up in your day already that you have made an effort to do to actually support your health and well-being. I'll give some examples of that. How did you wake up this morning? Were you able to have a little moment to take a breath as you woke up, or did you just rush out the door late? Did you get an opportunity today to drink a glass of water? Did you have a nourishing breakfast? Have you gone for a walk yet? Have you moved your body in any way? Have you sent your best friend a text message to say good morning? Did you hug your spouse or your kids or your pet? What have you done that brought either a little smile to your face so far or that goes under that area of just fundamental self-care? I bet you there's at least one thing, maybe many, many, many things that absolutely add up. For me, if I tune into what I have done so far, so I woke up this morning, the first thing I do every day is drink a big glass of water. I did that. So even on a day where I feel like self-care is really hard, usually I get to that place of drinking a big glass of water at some point in the morning. That already is self-care. Next thing I did is I had a big pot of herbal tea. I try to do that on most days, and I choose my herbs depending on what I feel like I need. That is a massive thing, very easy to get to, but a really, really important thing and an important moment for me to have in the morning to sit down and drink my tea. And believe it or not, I actually already made it to the gym today. I mean, really, when I think about it, I have done so much for my self-care already. And I bet you have as well. Did you spend some time just figuring out your calendar or planning out your day? That is absolutely a part of self-care. Have you taken a deep breath today? Have you listened to some music that makes you feel happy? Start writing these things down, or just make a little mental list just in the back of your head right now of the things that you have done to support your health, your well-being, or your inner sense of joy. All of these things fall under self-care. And then have a big moment of gratitude for yourself and for the fact that so many of these things that you do to take care of your health happen on their own. Yes, there's going to be things that are challenging. There's going to be areas where you struggle. You might have a really hard time to get to the gym right now, or maybe you're having a really hard time getting good sleep right now, or maybe you haven't been taking good care of your diet lately. There's some area where you feel like you need more support, yes, but there's other areas of your self-care where you're doing a fantastic job, truly. You could be drinking soda for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You could be spending all day indoors without breathing any fresh air. You could be downing a liter of coffee first thing before you hydrate. There are so many versions of your day today that probably looked different a couple of years ago, that probably looked different as you were growing up, that you have made an active decision to change for the better. And I want you to hold yourself and those decisions and those actions with a massive amount of gratitude today. So focusing on the things that are going well, focusing on how you are already taking care of yourself in so many different ways. Essentially, just giving yourself a pat on the back and telling yourself that, hey, you're doing a good job. Thank you for taking such good care of yourself today and every day. I hope you have a beautiful rest of this Wednesday. I'll be back with a new practice tomorrow.